But it is June 13th, 2013. Another episode, another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Chris Geo. Joining me is my lovely chipmunk, twin flame co-host, and wife, Cherie, of course.
Good afternoon, everyone.
And we're filling in for Bob Tuscan this evening, who is out in an undisclosed location getting you the inside information on all of today's current events. I'm just kidding. I really don't know where Bob is.
Yeah, sounds like a good excuse, though.
I know where we are, though. We are in Colorado. And I got to tell you, things are burning to the ground, ladies and gentlemen. There are mass forest fires going on here. I'm sure everybody knows. What I find coincidental, though, is that there were actually mass forest fires almost on the exact same day, just a week off, exactly last year, in the same location. And a conspiracy theory was circulating that they were doing a human sacrificial ritual around this area, and many people were actually calling, and we got invited to go protest this ritual, or at least film whatever we can film, cars going into the area or any of that. And what this person said, and this was prior to the fires of last year, was that they usually start forest fires to block off the roads and block off entrances into the area. Sure enough, exact same time, almost off by a week, this time more forest fires in the exact same area. Now, I don't have any proof behind this conspiracy. I can't validate this conspiracy at all. But it's interesting that somebody, some random guy on the internet, actually came out with this information about a week or two before the forest fires of last year. And we're seeing them again this year. The winter solstice last year was June 20th.
You mean the summer solstice?
Summer solstice.
Yeah.
June 20th. This year, it was June 22nd.
21st.
Okay. Sorry, I'm all off today.
That's okay.
Yeah, I've got smoke inhalation. What can I say?
Yeah, same here.
It's bad. It's getting hard to breathe. And one thing I'm noticing also, besides earth changes, if you want to blame this on earth changes, is that we seem to have a lot of natural gas explosions as well. And I don't know if that would coincide with the effects of a pole shift, but causing pipelines and other things to shift a little bit as the earth quakes and as the earth shifts. Makes sense. Something to look into for sure. But we just had an explosion here today in Westminster, Colorado, not too far from where we live, where a house blew up from a natural gas explosion. And there have been a few of these over the past couple of weeks. There was another one at a university campus a couple of weeks ago, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of strange how we're seeing the same type of events happening over and over and over again. Some people are calling it a false flag. Some people are calling it a contrived event. I don't know what to think about that. I'm not going to go out on that limb just yet because I've got to find the problem, reaction, solution. And I don't see the solution here unless you want to go into the conspiracy realm that they have been doing human sacrifices for the summer solstice in this area, and that they're causing these fires in order to keep people blocked off. Again, strange coincidence that this person would mention this a couple of weeks before the fires of last year, and then we have the exact same type of fires in the exact same location this year. Another strange occurrence with these fires is that there's only one airplane being flown across, one helicopter, to dump water on it. Last year, there were dozens and dozens. This time, there's only one. Why is that? Is it because they set these fires intentionally and they want them to burn and they're going to burn until the end of this ritual, until the end of the summer solstice? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. But all we're responsible to do here on the Bob Tuscan Show is bring you the info. We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
The future. The Obama family trip to Africa in June 2013 is going to cost $60,000 to $100,000. That's bad enough, isn't it? But the real numbers is that it's going to cost $60 to $100 million. Let me repeat that. The Obama trip to Africa is going to cost $60 to $100 million. What kind of trip is this that it costs up to $100 million? I can't even imagine spending $100 million in my lifetime, much less on a
vacation
that's only going to last a few days. I'd really like to see where this money is, where this money's going. And as Michelle Obama said, someone's going to have to give up a piece of their pie so someone else can have more. Well, I think what they meant is that you're going to have to give up all of your pie so they can have more. And we're seeing that time and time and time again. The Obama administration is out of control. If you thought Bush was bad, you had no idea, did you? I mean, they put a black man in as president. He's a black guy. There's no way a black guy could do wrong. And that's what it's all about. Hey, we're going to change it up. We've got all these white conservatives. Now we're going to put a black guy in there for you. And everybody can just chill out. Well, it doesn't matter if he's black, white, green, or any of that. Or even reptilian, if you even want to go on that, down that rabbit hole. The agenda is still the same. The greed is still the same. And it's even worse. It's even worse with Barack Obama. It is ridiculous. Verizon right now, as everybody knows, is spying on everybody and handing every single telephone call over to the NSA, which in turn is handing it over to Obama. And I'm so glad that I use T-Mobile, because there's no way with their service that that the NSA can get a clean recording, because T-Mobile service is so bad. So don't make the switch, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy the crappy cell phone service. It is for your own protection.
Mm-hmm. I like what Obama said the other day, though. He said you can't have 100% security and 100% privacy. And so the American people are going to have to make a decision. And this is coming on the heels of him saying, well, if you can't trust the government to take care of you and to do the right thing, then we're going to have some problems. Yes, Mr. President, we already have some problems.
We have big problems. We've had problems for quite some time. There have been patriots since 1776 standing up to every form of tyranny since the United States of America was founded.
Mm-hmm. And those are the problems we're referring to. The anti-constitutional problem that your administration has. We aren't against Barack Obama as a person. We had is he 10 years old, 11 years old on our show?
Hogwash. We're against Barack Obama because he's black. He's black. That's what MSNBC wants you to believe.
Dude, you're brown.
They actually said that the IRS scandal and the spying scandal is really code word for the N-word. And so when you're pointing out the IRS scandal, you're really using the N-word in code.
Really?
I kid you not. Yes, this is a real news report that they did.
Oh, my God.
My jaw just dropped. How can you say that? That you're racist if you believe that the IRS is committing fraud and targeting patriot groups, and that the IRS is grabbing your medical records and profiling you based on your medical history.
Mm-hmm.
How you're racist if you say that. I mean, I don't know. Did we revert back to 1990 or something? I mean, is this the way it is now that they're going to say, oh, well, that's racist. You're anti-Semitic if you call out Israel's BS. You're racist if you call out Obama's BS. It doesn't work on us anymore. That's what people need to realize. It doesn't work, yet the mainstream media still acts as if it works.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me wonder how many people actually fall for that propaganda. I mean, are there people actually out there that really fall for it? I mean, I don't care if Barack Obama was called Jose Sanchez or, I don't know, what's a really white name? Josh Smith.
There you go.
Hey, dudes, I'm Josh Smith. I'm the president.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I don't care what your skin color is. I care what your policies are, what your decisions are, and who your puppet masters are. And from what I can tell, it's the same old puppet masters pulling the strings.
Mm-hmm. And if that's racist to call out the NSA or the IRS for what they're doing, then I guess that IRS worker or whoever he was that came out today and said, I saw a bunch of IRS employees training with AR-15s to take on people. He saw it with his own two eyes. I guess he's racist too. No, that's just the racist blinders that he has on that makes him see those IRS agents training with AR-15s. I guess that's racist. For him to say that. Yeah, he should go to prison for accusing those IRS agents of training to take on the American people. Oh, wait, it's true.
I'm getting messages now. I didn't mention Jews, and so we're covering up for the Israelis now. Because I didn't mention Jews. I mentioned black, Mexican, white, and a few others, but I didn't mention Jews. So let me just say for the record, I don't care if your name is Tuscan Steinberg, Wiener, Schnitzelville. I don't know the Jewish last names. I don't know.
Berkowitz.
But I'm just reinforcing my point here, which is that I don't care what your skin color is or where you're from, even though there are a lot of shows out there that will point to a certain race, culture, religion, creed, any of that. And while some of their information is indeed valid, still being so narrow-minded as to point out an evil in somebody and then base it on their race, color, religion, creed, or any of that is sending us backwards. We're not moving forward. We're not being progressive in our thinking. We have to see evil for evil. There is good and there is evil. And all this black and white and Jew and brown and all that, it's divide and conquer. I've said that over and over and over again. Just like all this homosexual debate. And I recently saw an article where they say that this gay lesbian movement is part of an Israeli agenda. Maybe it is. Maybe it is to switch the roles up and to feminize the men and masculinize the women in order to keep us a little bit more docile than what we are. Or make women want men that are feminine and that have been pacified and don't want to fight for them. Mm-hmm. But that's the type of society they want. And so we have to understand it's not the gay people who are the problem. It's the people pushing the agenda who want to make it look as if it's the gay people that are the problem. You see where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They want you to blame everybody except them for the problems that we are experiencing as a nation. It's very, very childish that they can continue to get people to believe this. But the fact that there are going to be gay kids in the Scouts is not going to turn your kids gay. I'm sorry. It's just not. Your kid's not going to turn gay unless it's already kind of in his mind to turn gay. Pat Robertson recently said that allowing gay kids in the military, not in the military, in the Boy Scouts, they're going to want to do gay sex with each other. It's going to make them all want to do gay sex with each other. That's another one of these anti-gay things that I hear all the time, and I don't really believe it.
Do you know why, ladies and gentlemen, I am so for the rights of gay people? It's because of empathy and because I put myself in their situation, but on the opposite perspective. If society was forcing me to be gay and to have sex with another man, I couldn't do it. No matter what, you know, I just could not do it. I like women. I like the way women feel. I like how soft they are. I like the smoothness. I like everything about women. There's nothing you can do to turn me gay and to make me have sex with a man. So on that note, if these people are really gay and that's what they're attracted to, why would we expect them to suddenly turn and want something that they don't naturally want just because society has deemed it so? That's where the problem comes in. And a lot of people don't see it from that perspective, but everybody should. Anybody who's against gay marriage and against this whole gay movement that's going on and gays coming out, just flip the script around and put yourself in their situation. What if society was trying to force you to be gay?
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel? Would you be able to do it? Would you be able to do it if the Bible told you that being straight was a sin and that you had to have sex with the same sex? Could you do it for God or for your religion, for any of that? I bet you the answer of 99% out there, 99% of you out there, is going to be no, I can't do it. So allow them the same courtesy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Why would you expect somebody else to do something you wouldn't be willing to do? That's something I asked a relative of mine one time, because she, I mean, as awake as she is partially awake. She still has this idea that it's okay to torture people in other countries if they're going to give us information about terrorism. And I said, well, if they poke out everybody's left eye, is that fair? And she said, yes.
Let's go to break real quick, ladies and gentlemen. Calling number 800-313-9443. Once again, 800-313-9443. Let's talk about whatever you want. We'll be right back.
The Bob Justin Show.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke.
We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Fortunately, we live in a day and age where we can't tell what's real and what's not, especially by looking at the mainstream media, the news, the internet. I mean, it's everywhere. They've really kept the people in a state of psychosis and schizophrenia, which clinically defined is not knowing the difference between reality and fiction. Ed Snowden is another case here. There's a lot of debate going around that this guy is still working for the CIA, and these leaked documents, which really didn't reveal anything in the first place, that was the first red flag that went up, was everything that he disclosed was already available to the public, and all the mainstream media outlets, including Fox and CNN, are jumping on this and running with the story. It makes me wonder, what is the problem reaction solution going on here? Is this another case of the government putting forward its agenda in front of the people? We have to wonder that. I've posed a question as well, and I posted it on Facebook, and people just, some were in an uproar, some applauded it, but I want people to think outside the box. That's why I bring these ideas to the table, so we can really look at everything from all perspectives. But this idea that he leaked these documents under orders by the CIA. And one of the reasons is that maybe the government really doesn't have the control that they want you to believe that they have. Could it be that they're spying on people? I mean, I have no doubt about that, but they can't spy on every single person at every single minute, can they? Or do they want to make you believe that that's the case in order to self-censor yourself? I don't know. I'm just posing this question to you and let you decide. But I can tell you this. when I posted about this phone call that I had with a friend of mine. And in this phone call, I made several buzzwords on purpose. And I said things like, first of all, let me preface it by saying that yesterday they had this Troll the NSA movement, where it was a protest where a lot of people got on the phones and started using these specific keywords like praise be to Jesus, I'm a devout Christian, I'm a devout Muslim, praise be to Allah, Allah Akbar, AK-47, I'm going to bomb Denver, bomb nuke, you know, all these keywords, right? And what are they going to do? Come knock on my door and say, oh, we heard you saying this. So, okay, so what? I have freedom of speech. I can say whatever I want. I didn't say that I was planning to do this. I just used these keywords to set off your machines, your tracking machines. But anyway, sure enough, this person that I was on the phone with was on a Verizon cell phone, and she hears this weird beeping noise that she's never heard before come out of the speaker. And I posted this little blurb on Facebook. Hey, this is, you know, what was going on today. This is what happened. Usually on my Facebook posts, I'll get 50, 60, 70 likes, shares. You know, I've got several thousand people on my Facebook. But it's funny because on this particular post, a lot of people were afraid to touch it. There were a handful of comments and a handful of likes. And the rest just sat back and just, you know, like, oh, my God, you know, I don't want to touch this tar baby here. I don't want to get tar on my hands. And this is another case right here that makes me wonder, hey, wait a minute. Instead of sharing all of this with people, instead of jumping on there 100% and joining in, and let's all say that we're going to bomb this and bomb that and set off all these things, all these little, you know, the little flags on the machine and just have the machines going crazy. People are going, whoa, wait a minute, I need to self-censor myself. I don't want to touch this at all. And it makes me wonder, is that the effect that they were going for? And if it is, well, bravo, there you go. They accomplished their goal with that. Now, again, this is just a hypothesis. This is just my analysis. And I do have to say that my balls are a little bigger than normal because I have a very big voice. I've got a website with a great ranking. We get tons of visitors a month. And if anything ever happened to me, people would know about it. But not only would they know about it, but it would be hard to point to somebody like me and say, oh, that guy is a terrorist. He was planning something violent. Because everybody knows me. Everybody knows my face. Everybody hears my voice every single week and several times a week, as a matter of fact. And so it's hard to paint somebody like myself as this domestic terror cell, etc. So maybe I can get away with a little more than normal people can. And maybe it's the normal people that they'll grab up to make an example of and disappear just to keep that illusion going. So I do understand both sides of the coin. But is it possible that they've crafted all of this to make you believe, like a bird puffing up its feathers, that it's bigger than it really is? What do you think?
I think you're right on the money. I think there's no way that some guy that's 29 years old, high school dropout, has his GED, and has no educational background whatsoever and no military history except 6 months, did he say, in basic military training before he broke both of his legs, and then it's spotty from then on out. There's no way that he could get top-level security clearance. There's no way. There's just no way. People work for years and years and years to get that kind of clearance. There's no way the NSA...
Well, it's like the NSA is cutting us off right now. Oh, wait, no, that's RBN that's cutting us off right now. No, I'm just kidding. We got a break coming up, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with much more on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Tuscan Radio Show. I want to hit this point here real quick because it amazes me. You know, I don't want to get into too much religion bashing because I want to veer away from that a little bit, but religion is their number one divide and conquer mechanism. They love it. They can get people to kill each other over this ideology, and it separates people. I mean, it separates and separates and re-separates and re-separates. You've got Christian sects fighting against each other, splitting off into different sects. It is divide and conquer at its finest. A Christian friend of mine, Minister Kenneth Emanuel, I love the guy. He's a great guy. But his big worry right now is this new concept called Chrislam, which is the uniting of Christ and Allah, Christianity and Islam. Well, they came from the same place. A lot of people don't realize this. They came from the exact same book, which is the Torah. They're worshiping the same God, Allah.
They came from the same family.
Right. Allah just simply means God in Arabic. So it's already united. It's just different factions are fighting against the way that they're going to worship this being in the sky who, I don't know, I'm going to keep my personal views out of it, but...
But is
Chrislam really a concern of people in this day and age when the IRS is targeting groups and the Obama administration is spying on people? Really, are people really believe that there is some kind of religious motivation behind this? No, it's not. These people don't believe any of this. Netanyahu isn't a Jew. Obama isn't a Christian, and he's not a Muslim either. These people are Satanists in the true Anton LaVey meaning of the word, which is self-absorbent and self-satisfaction. That's it. There is nothing more except for their self-satisfaction. That is the true definition of Satanism. Satan doesn't even exist in Satanism. So we have to remember, these people are not these religious rites that they claim to be, and there is no conflict except for within the people between religions. It's us versus them who are the Satanists. Don't forget that.
Then they go even further, and they divide the Christians up into different sects. You've got the Protestants and the Catholics, and then you've got the Muslims divided into different sects. You've got the Sunnis and the Shiites. And so not only do they divide into two different ideologies, they keep dividing and dividing and dividing, like cells multiplying or something, where they have you in a box. And if you even try to get onto the other side of the box, they don't want you to do that. I've seen people argue with people just because they're a different kind of Christianity than them. That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And it's just as dumb as the Christians and the Muslims fighting with each other. It really is. They both came from the same family of Abraham. They both worship the same God. And heck, they have a lot of similarities when it comes to social structure.
Right. The Christians say that, oh, well, Sharia law is coming to the United States. Well, wait a minute. Let's open up Leviticus here. Let's open up Deuteronomy here for a moment. And let's see how the Christians can treat their wives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Under Christian law, under Mosaic law, and you know, then the Christians will come in and say, well, Jesus changed all that. No, well, it's still in the book that you read, is my point. I can stone my wife if I feel like it. I can sell my daughter into slavery. There is all kinds of horrible things in the Old Testament. So when you point the finger at somebody, you've got three pointed right back at you. But ultimately, while you're pointing that finger, the people controlling everything are laughing because you're pointing your finger at each other and not at them.
It's stupid. Go after the people that are really causing the problem.
Right. And always remember this. You were born into this world naked and crying. Every other person was born into this world naked and crying. We all are equal. It doesn't matter what religion you are or what company you work for or what color you are. We're all born naked and crying, and therefore we're all equal. But on the same note, we're all going to die alone. We may be surrounded by friends and family, but when our spirit leaves our body, we have to make that walk by ourselves. And therefore, it doesn't matter what we believe or what other people believe as far as their spirituality. All that matters is what you believe. And if other people want to believe something different, then that's perfectly fine. There is no problem with that at all, because they're going to die alone. They're going to have to walk through that path of death by themselves. And whatever happens to their soul happens to them on their own.
Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with you. And that's another thing that I don't like about both sides of that argument, both the Christians and the Muslims, is that they always feel like they have to convert everyone around them to not only believe in Jesus or believe in Allah, but to hand over all of your personal power to this being and to imbibe a social structure that is not only unnatural, it's also persecutory of others. And then it just feeds itself consistently. It feeds itself upon the, I'm trying to think of the word for it. It's when people feel bad about themselves, but they put up this layer of, oh, I'm so righteous and I'm so wonderful and I'm so good. Look how much
I
gave
project,
to the church.
They project exactly. What's wrong with them onto others.
Right.
It's not just religion, though, that does this. That's just human psychology, in my opinion. There's a lot of projecting going on. We see it on the internet as well. A lot of these trolls, some of them are actually paid by the government, and it's Israeli MI5 and Israeli Mossad, British MI5, MI6, and United States, FBI, DHS, other people.
CIA.
CIA, yeah, who have recruited these people to go around and troll. But a lot of the people are just miserable people, and they project their misery onto others. So it's not just bound to religion.
Right.
But religion does play a big role in that. I mean, I don't know how many Christians I've encountered where they can't wait for the day when they're laughing at other people burning in eternity because I was right and you were wrong and you didn't listen to me, so you're going to burn forever. Ha, 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 ha. I don't think that Jesus taught that. I, as a matter of fact, I don't remember anywhere where he taught that. As a matter of fact, he used to say, now we're getting controversial here. I didn't want this to go on this long. I shouldn't have brought this up. He used to say to the Pharisees, your father is the devil. Now, I think he really meant that. I don't think that he was speaking metaphorically in that particular phrase. I think he really meant that the God of the Torah is the devil. So you take it for what you want, but if you really read the Bible and you really read the Torah and you see some of the evils that have been committed in the name of God or have been ordained by God or ordered by God, then you realize, wait a minute, there is something seriously wrong here, and that Jesus Christ led the example on how to live in love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And actually, I would think if Jesus was as good of a person or as good of a being as everybody is saying is, there would be some punishment, I would think, for people who would enjoy watching people burn. There would be punishment for that. In a just environment, that would be the case, not the other way around. Why would you laugh at somebody who's suffering? That makes you a bad person. That doesn't make the non-Christian the bad person. It doesn't make them go to hell. It makes you the one that needs to go to hell.
Exactly. So do as Jesus said,
yeah,
which was love each other.
Love.
Accept each other. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't hang out with the Pharisees or the rich people. He hung out with the poor people and the prostitutes and the thieves and the tax collectors.
Mm-hmm. People who needed love the most.
Right. The people, not only the people that needed love the most, but the people who had the ability to accept that love and change as a result. The rich people, according to the Bible, were so materialistic and so overwhelmed with materialism that no matter how you treated them, they were still going to be the way they were.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example in my day-to-day life right now. I mean, this is horrific what we're experiencing here in our home. But we have a neighbor, and he has been nuts. I mean, ever since we moved in, he's had a lot of problems with a lot of people. We've never had any problems with him ourselves, but he comes from a very, very rich family, and he has been excommunicated from his family, for lack of a better word. And so his parents don't give him anything, and he's a spoiled brat. That's what he is. I mean, he's a spoiled brat that throws fits because daddy won't give him a BMW. And daddy bought him a house here in a nice neighborhood. We mm-hmm. we live in a nice neighborhood because we want to live drama free. I could pay half the rent or maybe even 3/4 of the rent and go live somewhere worse and deal with these kind of problems. But we pay extra and sacrifice going on vacation or it's doing stuff that we enjoy so we can live in a little better place so we don't have to deal with this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, he is giving the neighborhood hell. The other day, yesterday, he threw a beer bottle at me. And then I went and confronted him, and I was just about to lay it down on him when I realized, I looked in his eyes, and I said, oh, my God, there's something seriously wrong with this guy. Yeah, I mean, number one, he's on a whole bunch of medication, but mm-hmm. he threw a beer bottle at me. And then when I approached him, he started apologizing. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I thought you were someone else.
Still, that doesn't change the fact that you threw a beer bottle. You could have hit me or my wife. Anyways, I tried to approach him with love, and I tried to approach him with kindness. My first instinct was to punch him in the face. I was just about to, and then something just came over me, and I went into truth frequency mode instead of, you know, the human mode that I'm usually in. And I treated him a little bit different, and I said, man, you know what? I understand what you're going through. I understand, you know, you're on a lot of medications and things aren't going well, but you've got to get yourself out of that mentality. You can't stay trapped in that mental prison. You can get off those medications. There's others out there who have done it, et cetera, et cetera. And he says, oh, man, I'm sorry. You know, nobody's ever talked to me this way. You know, thank you. You know, I thought I was going to have the cops over here again. I thought I was going to jail again. And, you know, you're the first person that's treated me decently. Today, what does he do? He comes across all the houses and throws all the patio furniture into the street. After I just talked to him face to face with as much love as I could and shook his hand and accepted him for who he was and excused his psychotic behavior that could have put me in physical danger. And I went against my human instinct to show this guy love and kindness rather than a fist in his face and then calling the police and then having him dragged off to jail. So it just goes to show, you know, there are some people that are just so trapped in this materialism and so trapped in their mentality that they just don't – they simply don't care about other people. And that goes back to what I was saying just a minute ago. That's why Jesus hung out with the thieves and the prostitutes and all those people and told the rich guys, hey, you know, go to hell. You are too materialistic. There's nothing I can do for you. So I think he taught us a very good story, a very good lesson there, you know, that I probably should have followed yesterday, but I was listening to my higher self, which was wrong in this particular occasion, or maybe I was right. Maybe that's what he needed, and he'll wind up hanging himself later, metaphorically, hopefully not.
Yeah,
hopefully not physically. I'm speaking metaphorically, and he'll do something that doesn't hurt anybody, but still gets him the help he needs, whether it's in a mental hospital or even in a prison, but gets him out of here.
Right.
But, I mean, if we have a 92-year-old lady living next door who's deaf and blind, and thank God she's deaf because some of the things that go on in our bedroom at night.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, and we have babies.
But, no, I mean, he went over there and he was, you know, tearing up all her stuff, too. And it's like, why? Why? Just because you're having a little fit? Well, you know what? Guess what? I've got to go bust my butt every day to make money. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way it is. Welcome to the world. Okay. So you have a daddy that's really rich and he won't give you any money. Okay. So what? So you can't stand up and be a man for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Well, I mean, he gave him a house. I mean, I would be thrilled if my parents gave me a house, just straight up gave me a house to live in. I would be thrilled. I would be thrilled and I would go out and get my degree and all of that and do really well. And it seems like some of these rich kids are so spoiled that by the time they're our age, they don't even know how to get a job. They don't know how to go to work and do all of these things. And I pray for him because I don't want him to hurt anybody, but I would rather him hurt himself before hurting anybody in this building.
Well, even the cop I was talking to today when he was over here, he says, I don't know, something weird's going on here. He seems to be setting himself up for an insanity plea. Mm-hmm. And we have a school, elementary school, not too far from here. And even the police are concerned that he may be plotting some type of James Holmes type
Columbine
type situation. Yeah. Yeah. And oddly enough, the police officer that I spoke to was one of the arresting officers at the Aurora shooting. At least that's what he claims.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I guess it would be in the same county. Yeah, I don't know. I've got to look up the map again to see. But he said that he confronted James Holmes personally and that he spoke to James Holmes and talked to him. He was a CIT, which is a crisis interaction trained officer. And I asked for a CIT, and he says, well, I am a CIT. And I've noticed that they treat this guy a little bit different than most police officers treat him. They talk to him like very calmly.
Like a patient.
Like a patient. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like a patient instead of a criminal, which is very weird in itself. But he said that he spoke to James Holmes and that I asked him, you know, what do you think about James Holmes? Was he on psychopharmaceuticals? Was he brainwashed? You know, what was his motivation? He says, no, he was just a very cold-blooded person that didn't care if people got hurt, which I don't know how much of that I believe because there is a huge record of his psychological problems and the medications that he was on.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he didn't know the whole picture, but it was really chilling to meet somebody who at least claims to have met James Holmes face-to-face.
I'd like to interview that guy and find out exactly what happened, but
no one
will ever be able to.
Right, these law officers, they won't come on record. I spoke to a sheriff in another county not too far from here who is actually defending the county from any kind of federal Second Amendment violations from that with Obama's gun control, he says he's one of them that stood up and says, no, I'm not going to let that fly in my county. I'm going to defend everybody's right to the Second Amendment. Bravo, bravo. We need more sheriffs like that. Can you come on the show? I spoke to him off air. He won't come on the show. So they're bound by some type of non-disclosure agreement, or they can't speak to the public. I think it's a policy for the sheriff's offices because they have a public relations.
Right.
Anyways, we're just ranting for the segment. We'll be right back right on the other side. Final segment right here on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
It is very difficult to find benevolent law enforcement officers in this day and age. There is a case recently where a woman was asked in court to do a quote-unquote strip search because the police officer claimed that she was suspected of having drugs on her. And as he was doing the search, he asked her to pull her top up and several other sexually harassing requests. And she went back into the courtroom, and she was there with her 2 or 3 year old child, and the judge was playing with the child, had her back turned, and the officer ordered her to redact her statement about him sexually assaulting her, and then she wouldn't go to jail. So she says, okay, I'm sorry, as they were trying to put handcuffs on her. She goes to the podium to speak to the judge, and she says, no, it really happened. The judge still has her back turned, is playing with her daughter, and completely ignores it, and they take this poor woman to jail. Another situation just emerged that Cherie brought to my attention. Why don't you tell us about that real quick?
Yeah, two Maury County, Georgia sheriff's deputies recently pleaded guilty in federal court for their part in the scheme to send an innocent woman to prison. Now both deputies await sentencing on charges of obstruction of justice and perjury stemming from an FBI civil rights investigation into the odd goings-on down south. The woman in question, Angela Garmley, had filed a complaint with the Georgia Judicial Qualification Committee alleging that Chief Magistrate Judge Bryant Cochran solicited sex from her in return for legal favors in her pending divorce. Shortly after she filed her complaint, she was arrested on August 14, 2012, and charged with possession of methamphetamines. My client was set up and framed with methamphetamine drugs by Judge Bryant Cochran, whom she had accused of soliciting her for sex in exchange for legal favors in a case she had in Cochran's court, her attorney said.
I had a similar situation happen within my circle, immediate circle. My cousin went to court, and his wife, ex-wife, was a hottie, and he took her back to his chambers, and he said, we're going to relax the law a little bit on this one and try to move things more towards her direction. And he was making passes at her during this proceeding, and my cousin's attorney picked up on this, called the judge out, and still won the case in his favor. But still, it just goes to show this happens more often than not. We're going to relax the law a little bit on this one.
Oh,
can you believe that? We're going to relax the law. You can't relax the law. The law is black and white. You can nullify the law by jury nullification, but that's a topic for another show. We love you guys. Kiss the one you love right now. You can never know the last time it's going to be. Bob Tuscan will be back tomorrow. Right here on the Bob Tuscan Show.
It's been a pleasure. Love you guys. Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of a town. Them crazy. Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of a town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
Now.